Special Guest bei diesem Song von Mike Oldfield von 83 war Roger Chapman. Ich verbeuge mich vor einer Musiklegende. Nicht nur Run Like the Wind hat er gesungen, er sang in Bands wie Family, The Roaring Sixties, The Streetwalkers und viele, viele Soloalben hat er gemacht. Roger Chapman, welcome along.
Oh, hi there. Hello.
I said I'd take my hat off to you. Ah. You're a living musical legend.
Ooh, dear.
Are you aware of that, that many people love your music when you get up in the morning and you know that your music means a lot to many? Are you proud of what you've done over the years?
To be honest, not really. You know, you kind of just, I mean, at the end of the day, we're only ordinary people, the same as everyone, you know. I mean, everybody has some special gift, or almost everybody. No, I mean, I just wake up in the morning and have breakfast, and I don't have no general thoughts about whether the world loves me or not. I mean, obviously, if I'm making music, then I hope I'm going to reach the people that are listening. But it also has to reach me first, the music that I make. And hopefully we fall side by side, and if the people like my music as well, then that's good. But I really don't wake up thinking, how famous am I? No, I think people like Madonna do that, don't they? I don't think people like myself do it. I don't know. Sorry, Madonna, but there we go.
Ich bin nicht wirklich stolz darauf, ein Star zu sein. Ich glaube, solche Leute wie Madonna sind das. Jeder hat doch irgendwie besondere Fähigkeiten, sagt Roger. Also es ist nicht so, dass ich morgens aufstehe und mich selbst bewundere. Ich möchte schon die Leute erreichen, die meine Musik lieben, aber erstmal muss meine Musik mich selbst erreichen, muss ich selbst derjenige sein, der damit glücklich ist. Warum hast du nach Shadow on the Wall nicht mit Mike Oldfield weitergemacht, nach diesem Erfolg damals? Why didn't you carry on with Oldfield after that success in 83?
Well, I mean, it was only a one-off, really. You know, we weren't kind of bosom pals or anything. We kind of, we almost met just for the session. We never hung out together. We weren't social friends or anything. We got in touch through a mutual friend, and we were kind of saying hello via, and apparently he'd auditioned for Family when we were looking for bass players. He'd come along as a bass player.
Mike Oldfield?
Yeah, but I didn't know. Obviously, it was before he ever had his own success. And, he failed the audition.
You didn't take him?
Well, we didn't know him. You know, he's just guy wanted. I mean, he told me that. I didn't. I wouldn't have known. But he got his own back in the studio. But no, we didn't. We never. There was a time afterwards, maybe 2 or 3 years later, he asked me if I wanted to be involved in something else again. And we had a couple of goes in the studio, but nothing ever came of it. But I say, you know, we're not. We don't hang out together or anything. You know, it was almost we met on the session. We did the song, and then I did a couple of TV things because we were, you know, doing promo on Shadow on the Wall, and we were doing TV shows and things. And we met on that, but we never met any other time.
He kept working with Maggie Reilly.
Actually, I worked with Maggie about last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, she sings.
Maggie Reilly hat viel für Mike Oldfield gesungen und letzte Woche hat Roger Chapman Maggie Reilly noch einmal getroffen, die Frau, die Moonlight Shadow mit Oldfield gemacht hat.
Yeah, well, I worked with Maggie about a week ago and she is singing so sweetly. She's singing fantastic. And I've not seen her since those days, to be honest. Because the style of music, we don't generally meet at gigs, you know. We were doing a corporate show.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, maybe, and we were both on the same show, and it was good to see her, and she's singing fantastic, actually.
Sie ist so eine tolle Sängerin, sagt Roger Chapman. Vor einer Woche haben sie sich nochmal getroffen, Maggie Reilly, und beide waren Gäste bei Mike Oldfield. Mike Oldfield und Roger waren keine Busenfreunde seiner Zeit. Wir haben das Ganze aufgenommen, Shadow on the Wall, das war's, sagt Roger. Aber es gab mal eine Session, bei der Rogers Band einen Bassisten gesucht hat, und wer kam vorbei? Niemand Geringeres als Mike Oldfield, und sie haben ihn nicht mal genommen als Bassisten, sondern jemand anders. Also eine kleine Geschichte am Rand. What was the most moving moment in your career? Was war der bewegendste Moment in deiner Karriere?
The most moving moment in my career, I think, was when I heard Jerry Lee Lewis had sang one of my songs, recorded one of my songs.
Which was it?
It's a, oh dear me, it's a song, this is a question out of the blue. I did an album called The Riff Burglars,
yeah,
in the 80s, where we picked up on various old R&B songs and country songs that we liked, and I included this particular song, which I'm going to have to phone it through.
Okay.
I'll try and remember before we finish this session, excuse me. But anyway, that was really, I mean, somebody told me, and I, because Jerry Lee Lewis is one of my first really, really big heroes, you know, with Presley and Little Richard and these kind of people.
Einer meiner ganz großen Heroes, Helden, war immer Jerry Lee Lewis. Und der bewegendste Moment in meiner musikalischen Geschichte war der, in dem Jerry Lee Lewis einen Song von mir aufgenommen hat vom Album The Riff Burglars. Hat das Musikgeschäft jemals versucht, dich zu verbiegen? Did anyone in the music business ever try to manipulate you or your music?
They never stop. The business never stops trying to manipulate people.
Die haben nie aufgehört, mich zu verbiegen. Did anyone especially force you to do something you never felt like doing?
Well, no, I suppose that's really one of my points, is that I refuse to be made to do things, you know. I mean, I can be quite forceful myself, and I will only go so far if bells start ringing my head and I think it's not the correct thing to do, then I won't do it, you know. I mean, there's only a certain amount of blatant commercialism I will do. There's only a certain amount of sort of kind of promotion I will do, depending on my own moral standards, you know, as a musician. So, no, I don't get forced to do things very often, unless it's illegal, you know. Not illegal, but no, I mean, I don't, you know. I mean, the thing is, there are certain things to be a musician that you accept, and obviously to promote your music, you will do. But then there are certain levels of what people consider promotion that are not really... they don't go hand in hand in being a musician and being being true to yourself, you know. So I mean, I couldn't really tell you where the line is. It's only when the suggestion comes in,
yeah,
and I will say yes or no, you know. So
ich bin meiner eigenen Moral als Musiker immer treu geblieben, sagt Roger. Und für mich gibt's schon eine Grenze, wo es aufhört, was ich machen würde, um meine Musik zu promoten. Jetzt kommt Roger Chapman im Alter von 65 Jahren mit einer neuen CD und der dazugehörigen Tour um die Ecke, One More Time for Peace. What's the idea behind One More Time for Peace?
Well, I mean, I think the line itself kind of says what it is. It's almost kind of, you know, every day we wake up to this. There's a war zone here, or there's something bad happening here, and it's a bit of a crazy world out there. And I think I wanted to... I didn't actually make up the song. It came very quickly. And I just kind of almost felt myself writing it. And then I wanted it to be almost like a folk song, you know, like in the sense... I mean, as a feeling. I don't mean like... you know, as a feeling of folk, as in a people song.
Yeah.
You know, where people might just sit around a campfire and sing it. And kind of quite heartfelt and thinking that almost like a John Lennon, the John Lennon peace song, you know.
Give peace a chance.
Yeah, you know, it's just, yeah. It was almost one of those. That's the first time I've ever thought of the Lennon song in conjunction with that. But I suppose in a general sense, that's what I felt I wanted to write. Something where people could actually just sing, one more time for living, one more time for love, you know, and sing together and have a little warmth in our hearts, you know, as opposed to everyday murder and slaughter and famine and floods and and get away from that for a while, really.
Jeden Tag wachen wir auf und stellen fest, dass es wieder irgendwo Krieg gibt und gewöhnen uns fast schon daran. Dieser Song One More Time for Peace. Noch einmal für den Frieden. Er sollte so ein Folk-Feeling haben, so eine Art Lagerfeuer-Atmosphäre, auch wenn es jetzt kein Folk-Song ist. Aber ich fühlte mich so ein bisschen inspiriert von Leuten wie John Lennon, der einmal Give Peace a Chance gesungen hat. Which song should we play? Welche Nummer sollen wir spielen?
Well, maybe we should play One More Time for Peace.
Yeah, of course. I'm leaving the music away.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we already played that.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Maybe, was ist dein Lieblingslied auf dem Album? Which one is your favorite on the album, besides the
really
title track?
I don't really have favorites. You know, they all have a something. But if you like, I mean, just Oh Brother, Take Me Now.
Why?
Why? Because it's nice and kind of up there, and it's although it's basically a fun song in the sense of it's me being aware of my age, and maybe someday I just might die.
Don't say that, Roger.
No. I mean, it gets to be pretty obvious, and it's just kind of a fun take on. It's not the doom side of it all. It's me almost getting or seeing a picture of myself at somebody's gates. I'm not sure who. And saying, hey now, listen, you know. Read the lyrics and maybe somebody will transcribe it into German. It's a fun song and it's up and it's kind of quite rhythmic, bluesy, which is the kind of stuff we play live on stage anyway. And it's kind of has a fun message to anybody who might be up there.
Do you believe in God? Glaubst du an Gott?
No, I don't, no.
Dieser Song Oh Brother ist rhythmisch und bluesy und ich habe viel Spaß daran. Ich weiß, dass ich 65 bin und ich weiß, dass ich doch irgendwann vielleicht sterben muss und habe mich so ein bisschen damit auseinandergesetzt, was uns dann erwarten könnte.
But I'm aware of the philosophy and the theory, but I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the image and the imagery. I believe in the philosophy, let's put it that way.
In the philosophy?
Philosophy, as in love.
The idea is something's happening after death.
No, I don't.
No,
no. No, I think people just die.
Yeah.
And you make way for someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just ants on a planet.
Mein Gast in der Domradio-Wunschzeit ist Roger Chapman, der Mann, der seit 40 Jahren musikalische Erfolge feiert. Mehr als 40 Jahre. Weit mehr als nur Single-Hits wie Shadow on the Wall mit Mike Oldfield, Run Like the Wind mit Mike Batt hatte. Siehst du dein neues Album One More Time for Peace in einer Reihe mit Comeback-Alben, wie sie gerade die Eagles oder Led Zeppelin rausgebracht haben? Alte Helden zurück im Rampenlicht. Do you regard One More Time for Peace as one more contribution to the old heroes coming back series, like, you know, the Eagles went back and came back and Led Zeppelin.
No, not so. You know, I'm a single person. I don't disband then form again. You know, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm an ongoing musician. This is what I've done all my life, and I write. And basically, I suppose I'm going to be writing or thinking some musical theory or thing every day. It's what I do. It's a permanent process of the way I live as a person. You know, I'm an artist. I consider myself an artist. As a painter will get up in the morning and maybe, you know, wash his brushes out and maybe put a few sketches on the wall, you know, and that's exactly the same theory as being a musician like myself, I think. And that's what I know. These are just things that I've written about. And as I said, with being emotionally hit day by day with certain things that come into your life, you know, on the album, you know, there are songs like the One More Time for Peace, for instance, which is a daily influx into us, into our faces of, again, war, pestilence, blah, blah, blah. And it was just something to get away, try and, you know, get away from it, because you can't be, you can't help from feeling very conscious about all the world's troubles, you know. And I wanted to consciously get away from that. But on the record itself, on the album, you know, there's a song for my son who's just growing up now, and they're all kind of, the songs I write, they're just emotionally very personal. They're cryptic life stories, you know, of my own there. And there's a hymn there, a very old English hymn, the Jerusalem.
Right.
But which is, again, is not a religious thing for me. It's just a, an emotive song. And I heard it and read the words in an emotional experience at somebody's wedding in a church.
Right.
And this song was part of the church service. And I went, oh, blimey, I really like this. And I decided to sing it. You know, I did, decided to do a version of it. And generally, that's the way I make music, is it, it has to hit me emotionally. And it, and the writing too, you know, it's all kind of quite personal.
So there's no coming and going in music business.
Not for me. Well, not for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I...
Could you ever imagine to stop playing music? Kannst du dir vorstellen, irgendwann aufzuhören?
I don't think you can. Again, you know, most of the people I know in the business, obviously, they're of a certain age, you know. I mean, they're kind of 50s on and been playing music most of their lives, you know. And you don't really do anything else, you know. It's... I mean, obviously, we've been lucky enough to be have a certain gift where we it's not only a hobby, but we can actually earn a living from it too. So we're doing the thing that we're born to do, as it were, but can still make a living by doing it. You know, as opposed to, well, some people like working in shops, but I assume musicians don't.
Ich bin ja ein Einzelmusiker und keine Band, sagt Roger Chapman. Das heißt, ich kann mich gar nicht auflösen und wieder formieren. Ich bin Künstler, das habe ich mein ganzes Leben getan. Und solange ich lebe, werde ich auch nicht damit aufhören. Ich bin einfach dazu geboren. Ein Lied auf dem Album ist ein Song für meinen Sohn. Also, das ist nur ein Beispiel. Es sind sehr persönliche Songs und meine Lebensgeschichten und alle die Sachen, die mich berühren emotional, die verarbeite ich in Songs. Das heißt, es geht hier nicht darum, irgendwie etwas Aufgesetztes zu machen. Was ich mache, kommt aus mir heraus. Wer ihn liebt, nennt ihn Chapo. Roger Chapmans Spitzname. Where did you get the nickname Chapo?
Chapo, when I was at school.
Already?
Yeah. I mean...
Did you invent it or the others?
No. I mean, just kids being kids, you know.
Ja. Den Spitznamen Chapo hat er schon seit Schulzeiten. Maybe you feel like saying hello to my listeners.
Oh, well, hello, listeners.
Would you? That's my name, Tommy Milholm.
Can you Tommy Milholm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Roger Chapman. I'd really like to say hello to you and an up-and-coming Merry Christmas. hi, this is Roger Chapman. And I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas for 2007. And you're going to be listening to, or is that Milholm?
Milholm. Yeah, that's the mill. It's a suburb in Cologne.
It's the wrong way around. Okay. Hi. Roger Chapman here. And it's almost Christmas 2007. And now I'm going to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Tommy Milholm is now coming to talk to you and tell me and you a little about music. Bye-bye.
Chapo, thank you very much for being with us. Lots of love. Roger Chapman mit neuem Album im Gepäck. One more time for peace. Und hier ist noch eine Musik von Chapo. Roger Chapman, danke.
Thank you.